Aquaman. These will be my non-spoiler thoughts. I saw the movie last night, and I will go into full spoilers on the next episode of Fans Without Borders. That'll be episode 84, I think, but that we're actually going to record that tonight. That will be the episode for our review, and I'll go in full spoilers there. Here, I just wanted to say a few high-level thoughts. For starters, I enjoyed the movie. I really did. I have some negatives about it, but overall, the positives outweigh the negatives. A couple things that I enjoyed right off the bat, the relationship that Arthur has with his father. I really enjoyed that. The opening scenes of, let's call it his origin, I enjoyed that as well. I thought that was really well done. Jason Momoa, in general, really, he did a really good job. He carried the movie, but I don't mean to say like he carried the movie and others let it down. Like, that's not what I mean. I just mean he was the title character and he did a good job playing that role. And so I got to give him lots of credit. I really enjoyed his performance in this movie. A negative of the movie, I would say, is I'm seeing all these discussions or in conversations and comments and tweets about how gorgeous and beautiful and amazing the special effects were. And I kind of agree, except for where I don't. And what I mean by that is it was a very ambitious film. They definitely went for it. But because of that, it didn't always quite measure up. For example, as you might expect, there are lots of scenes where just conversations happen underwater. Sometimes those scenes, just two people talking, looked really good, looked really well done, really cool. I really appreciated it. Other times, it looked like a weird photo Instagram filter had been applied to their face and it just looked off. And I don't mean off like you would expect, like from looking at them through water. I mean like just something about it was wrong. And those kind of scenes did take me out of the movie a little bit. A lot of people want to compare Orm to Zod and Zod in Man of Steel, that is. And I gotta say, no. I mean, he's not on that level. He is probably the next closest to that level that DC has. But frankly, the DC Extended Universe has, it's such a young universe, but honestly, it's kind of suffered from a villain problem that a lot of people think Marvel has, in that they've got Zod and they really don't have any other, in my opinion, great villains. They have adequate villains. They have serviceable villains. And so I'm happy to say that I enjoyed Orm. I thought he did a good job. I don't think he's in the same league as Zod was, but he is definitely above the rest of the DC villains. So even though I don't think he quite measured up to what is one of my favorite comic book villains across any franchise, he still was a good job. And his character design, his costume design, especially towards the end of the movie, I really, really liked. I thought that was really awesome. The other named villain, if you will, of the movie was Black Manta. And his journey kind of wasn't a surprise. Like, once you're like, okay, this makes sense what they're doing with him, you can kind of predict where it's going to go. But at the same time, it was well done. Like, they weaved him into the story in a way that did not feel shoehorned in. It felt organic to me. I appreciated it. Some of the battle scenes with him, I really liked. Some of the Atlantean soldiers, the ones that you see in the trailers that are wearing these red suits with Black Manta, I really liked them a lot. They were really cool. But some of the ones, or most of the ones that Orm used, which were in these white outfits, looked very, I'm going to say stormtroopery. They felt like stormtroopers, but not in a good way, and not in a way that fit the rest of the movie. They felt that way in ways that it just, for them, I had a hard time taking those people, those Atlanteans, serious. I will also say that on the whole, again, the special effects on the whole, they did a good job. And I know I mentioned the other thing, but I do want to say, at times where maybe I didn't feel it was quite as strong, part of that is because other times were so good. And so I feel like maybe some of that would have bothered me less if, and this is kind of a weird way to look at it, but if the entire overall quality of the special effects was lower, then maybe some of the ones that I found to be more egregious would not have felt so out of place to me. But again, where it was strong, it was really strong. The chemistry, I've seen a lot of chatter about the chemistry between Arthur and Mara. It was definitely there. They definitely had it. I'll be honest, at first, I was a little concerned about that. and more from her side. It felt like the beginning of the movie, her first few scenes, it almost made me, I don't know the order they shot the film, but it's like, was this your first few scenes you shot? It just didn't feel like she was comfortable in the character. And it's a little hard to describe, but it just seemed like she hadn't settled in yet. But by the end of the movie, I definitely think she did. Her powers were very impressive. I love the way they showed her powers. I thought that looked great. I don't think it's any surprise to say, or any spoiler to say, that the Trench are in the movie. They're all over the trailers. Everybody knows they're there. And all I'll say about the Trench, because I feel like if I say anything else, I don't want to spoil anything, so I can't go farther on this. I'll just say I enjoyed their look a lot. I thought it was a really cool look, and I thought it kind of, you know, James Wan the director has a horror background, and I felt that when I saw The Trench. I felt that horror background. Now, I'm not typically a fan of horror movies. The genre itself, it's just not for me. But I could feel it here, but not in an overpowering way. I wouldn't call it a negative at all. And I did think they looked really good. All in all, it was a strong movie. I had problems with it, but I thought it was a very good installment to the next comic book movies. I enjoyed it, meaning December hit the hat trick for me between Elseworlds, Into the Spider-Verse, and this. And so that means comic book wise, it was a really fun month. I don't know. No, I was gonna say where I'd probably rank it, but I'm not. I'm gonna save that for fans. I know what letter grade I would give it. I know where I would put it if I'm ranking my DCEU movies. I've got that figured out already. You know, one last thing. I do want to say, for me, it was maybe just a hair too long. Not egregiously so, maybe just 10 minutes or so could have cut out. And I thinking back on where I would remove stuff from, well, there's maybe scenes here or there where you could cut out a minute or two of. But overall, I recommend you see this movie. It's a good movie. I think DCEU fans, people who consider themselves DCU hardcore diehard fans, are going to really enjoy it. I think they're going to get a great kick out of it. I think they're going to feel like, yes, it's been a long wait since they've had a movie in this franchise, but at least now that is over, and I think they're going to be happy with what they got here. All right, let me know what you thought about Aquaman on Twitter at Brentac Prime, and again, check out Fans Without Borders. Again, I think it's episode 84 for a full in-depth discussion and spoilers on this movie.